This is an ABC podcast.
Over the past few years, research on links between mental health and early death have drawn some disturbing conclusions. Having one mental disorder puts you at increased risk of developing another. People with mental health problems are also likely to have problems with their physical health, and they're also more likely to die earlier. If you're already grappling with mental illness, this might be the last thing you want to hear, but with data becomes the opportunity to make tailored interventions. Here to talk about the research is John McGrath from the Queensland Brain Institute. Hi, John.
Hi, Tegan.
So how do mental disorders tend to cluster? What patterns are you seeing?
Well, we looked at this very closely. We did what we call an atlas or a comprehensive review of this. It's been known for some time that things like anxiety and depression tend to go together, and things like schizophrenia and substance use problems like alcohol abuse may go together as well. But our study, which was based in Denmark, showed that actually all mental disorders tended to go together, and we were able to map that very closely and provide that to help clinicians treat better, and also people with lived experiences better manage their own health.
Can you predict future mental health?
Not at the individual level. We don't have a crystal ball, but at the population level, we do see some clear predictors. So if, for example, a young person comes in with a depression, then their risk of having an anxiety disorder is substantially higher over the next few years, or their risk of developing a substance use problem is higher as well. And what we'd like to do is, and what we have done, is put that into a user-friendly format. I was really interested in your previous speakers, Vicky and Catherine, about how they're insisting on better educational material, and that's what we've done as well. We've got interactive data visualization sites where you can look at a certain sex and certain mental disorder and see what the risks of developing other mental disorders are. And it's a lot of information. It's a bit hard to swallow all in one go, Tegan, but we think that evidence is better than ignorance, and we want to map this out so consumers or people with lived experiences and clinicians have all this data at their fingertips.
Right. So it's not that it's a fait accompli, but it's helping people to not be blindsided if they receive another diagnosis down the track.
What constitutes
a mental disorder for the purposes of your study?
So we looked at treated mental disorders in Denmark. So we have the common colds of mental disorders like anxiety and depression and substance use, and we have the more serious disorders like schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. So we did the full spectrum of ICD-10 types of disorders.
And substance use as well. So can you talk about the link between poor mental health and poor physical health?
Well, we did the same thing with a paper published in the New England Journal of Medicine, where we had 10 broad categories or chapters of mental disorders, like all mood disorders or all anxiety disorders, and then we linked them up to 31 types of physical disorders. And again, we found quite strong linkages that were differed by sex and duration since the prior disorder. There were things like if you have a mood disorder, then your risk of having a stroke in the next 10, 15 years, we could calculate that. It might be a twofold risk in the first year after the onset of your mood disorder. And we were able to also look at absolute risk. So of those people with mood disorder, what proportion of them will actually have a stroke at 15 years? It's actually fairly small. It's only about 8% of people with mood disorders will have that. So these figures are a hard draw to absorb in one go, but we found differences between sexes, difference between types of mental disorders, and differences between types of general medical conditions.
So it's a cause and effect relationship, is it? If you have a mental disorder, it's putting you at increased risk of physical health.
We would not say that. Research is very cautious about the causal relationship. These are correlations or associations. So sometimes you can see that someone may have, say, a social anxiety disorder, and that makes them tend to drink alcohol more to reduce their stress, and then they develop a type of alcohol addiction, for example. But often it's the two disorders may go together because of shared environmental risk factors, such as early childhood abuse, or shared genetic factors also play a small role in there. So it's we wouldn't say the first disease causes the second disease, but it could be a range of other shared factors. And also, Tegan, sometimes it's medication. So if you have a disorder that needs strong medication, that may make you a bit sleepy. You may have less physical activity, and also poverty, Tegan. Many people with mental disorders find it hard to work or work continuously, and then so they have less income, poor diets, smoking, less physical activity, very much the same theme that you've just been talking to Vicky and Catherine about.
Yeah, we were mentioning the link between smoking and poor mental health in young people just a couple of weeks ago in the health report. So what does research like this allow us to do in terms of screening and interventions, just briefly?
Well, I think it provides the data at the fingertips of the clinicians. So if they have a young person coming in with their first episode of depression or anxiety or substance use, you can open up an online site, like a risk calculator. Many of your listeners will be aware of these now. You could go in to your general practitioner and get a risk calculator from the Heart Foundation. And then you could sit down and talk to your clinician about, well, I think I need to exercise more, or reduce my alcohol intake, or take lipid-lowering drugs. So these are the things we want to do with mental illness as well. And some of these things are preventable. If you warn people, you have a particular risk of alcohol addiction, so please be careful with that. Or if someone's at risk of having an anxiety disorder, you may be able to equip them with various cognitive and behavioral techniques to deal with that. Or even if we don't have preventive treatments, the clinicians and the family members and the people living with the disorders can monitor and capture very early if secondary comorbid disorders arise later.
Forewarned is forearmed. John, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Professor John McGrath is a researcher at Aarhus University in Denmark and the Queensland Brain Institute, and is director of the Queensland Centre for Mental Health Research.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.